my friends and they and I, about five of us, we used to knock about when we were youths, and we used to go to the Harold Hall in Alton, because the library was downstairs, but upstairs was a snooker hall or billiard hall, and we used to play billiards or snooker up there for hours on end. And if we were fortunate and we could pot a ball, they didn't say, "Oh, well done, John," or "Well done, Mick." It was, "You jammy bugger," you know. That was the standard greeting, but we enjoyed it. And then afterwards, we would go to the fish and chip shop and we would get fish and chips and a fish cake. We didn't do anything bad like they do now, where they argue and they fight and they get drunk. No, we didn't drink alcohol. We didn't get into any trouble at all.
Can you remember the names of the people that you played billiards with?
Only one. Peter Healy. He lived down at the other end of the brickyard. There was a house. His uncle and aunt ran the local cinema, the Bug Hutch, the Ritz Cinema, which had a change of film three times a week. And because my Uncle Bill and Auntie Ethel had a butcher's shop, and they put the weekly programme in the window, they had a free pass, so I could go in the cinema free. So that was all right. But on a Saturday, we used to go to the cheap show on a Saturday afternoon. There was usually a B picture and a cartoon and then a main film. And one year, a gang of us went with them. We made pea shooters out of those, I think they're called cow parsley, that you get in the hedgerows. I know they're poisonous, but we didn't know that. And we make pea shooters. And we got hawthorn berries, and we made pea shooters. And we took them in the cinema. And we're shooting people at the back of the neck in the cinema. Eventually they found out, oh, it wasn't, threw us all out, the swine. Anyway, it was, I think it was called the Penny Rush or something like that. And if you had tuppence, you could sit at the back. And it was great. But anyway, do you remember those films where they had community singing, where a little thing bobbed along and told you what words to sing? Sometimes they had one of those. Or they had a comedy with somebody called Joe McDokes or someone like that. So we used to go there on a Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday evening, when we all came out, we would get dressed up and hide in the bushes along the side of the road, like the Phantom of the Opera, with turquoise masks. We suddenly jump out at the people coming from the cinema and try to frighten them. Whether they were actually frightened or not, I don't know. But it was good fun for us.
Where did you go to the doctor?
My doctor was Dr. Saville, who lived in Alton. He had an assistant called Mr. Midgley. Everyone called him Dr. Midgley, but he wasn't a doctor. He was just an assistant. But Dr. Saville was the real doctor. And I used to go there, not very often, because I wasn't ill much.
What can you tell me about him? What kind of a personality did he have?
Well, he was very quiet. He was subdued. He was a little bit corpulent. Not fat, but well made. No, I liked him. He was a nice man. Other than that, I didn't know him very well. And then opposite, of course, was a chemist, Paul Volter. He was a pharmacist. I used to go and get my chemicals for my chemistry set from him. Not that I ever discovered anything startling, but I messed about with it, with test tubes and stuff like that. Right. And I'll tell you another thing. In those days, just up the road, was a place called Alton Hall. Now, in the olden days, it used to be a posh residence for a wealthy family. But by the time I went to church there, it had been sold and it had been made into a mental hospital. And on a Sunday morning, the warders used to bring down the mental patients to church. For a little boy, some of them were very funny looking, and I was scared stiff. I didn't like it. They couldn't help it. It wasn't their fault, but they looked peculiar, and I felt peculiar. But I didn't like that.